everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Fitting Room Podcast. I am your host, AJ Vopel, alongside Nate Adelman. And Nate, I know this episode, regardless of what we talk about, it's going to be tough to top the last episode with Colin Montgomery at the PGA Show. Wouldn't you say?
Colin, you know, we always say we love all of our podcast children equally, mm-hmm. but I think I like Colin the best. He was just so, he had such good energy. He's so knowledgeable about his clubs. He shared with us some cool stuff that he looks for, and he was just really fun to talk to. I think he's my new favorite tour player.
Yeah, he knew everything about his setup. I mean, he pretty much marketed the products. We weren't even trying to marketing our products, and he was telling us all about jailbreak and micro hinge and everything.
We need to get him to work with us.
I know. He's amazing. He would be an incredible addition, especially when it comes to, you know, creating some new content and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just the amount of the level of detail that he takes in his clubs, it's, at least for me, you know, for us being in our audience that listen to this, I know they'll appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. And if you haven't listened to that podcast, just go to CallawayGolf.com and find it, or subscribe to iTunes if you haven't already, and SoundCloud. But Nate, big episode here. We've been getting a ton of questions, and you always say we always get a lot of questions about our shaft options,
yes.
Especially as it relates to GBB Epic and GBB Epic Sub-Zero.
Yeah, so the Epic and the Epic Sub-Zero have four really good quality shaft options, and we've already gotten a bunch of questions of people saying, how do I know what's the right one for me? Mm-hmm. And we've talked a lot on the show about shafts, but the one shaft in particular we've been getting a lot of excitement about, just because it's a really new shaft, is the Hazardous T800. And that one is one of the four stock shafts, but it's probably going to be the most commonly seen one at retail.
Right.
And it's got a lot of the amazing attributes of the very popular Hazardous Black, Hazardous Yellow, but it is modified for this club a little bit. We get a lot of questions about it, so I said, you know, who better to answer than Project X themselves and our guy Don Brown, who's a veteran of the show.
Yes, you might remember him from a podcast we did last year with the Yellow Hazardous and the XR16, the limited edition club that we offered in Canada. And he talked all about the Yellow Hazardous, and he's going to drop some knowledge about the T800. But before we get to Don, Nate, you know how we made it as a podcast?
Tell me.
We have our own promo code on CallawayGolf.com.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's amazing. So if you type in the promo code FITTINGROOM, you will get free shipping on your orders. And what else?
20% off anything in the Team Callaway collection.
Sick. That is amazing.
And that promo code is valid through the end of February.
So, oh, that's awesome.
So don't wait.
Yeah, so you have a full month to go up there to use it, get free shipping. We want to see a lot of promo codes being used, just so we know that, you know, people are listening and people are interested in the products. It'll make us feel good a little bit.
It will help keep AJ and I on the air.
That's true. That's very, very true. So if you want to support this podcast, you will use that promo code. So without further ado, let's get to our conversation with our good friend Don Brown from Project X.
In the market for new clubs, but aren't sure which ones you should be playing? Head on over to CallawayGolf.com/custom fitting and try out one of our selector tools. It's quick, fun, and pretty much does all the thinking for you. That's CallawayGolf.com/custom fitting. Now back to Nate and AJ.
All right, we are back, and Nate, we have our man, Don Brown, in the podcast studio, and Don is no stranger to the show. We had him on for our podcast when we talked about Hazardous Yellow with the XR16 driver.
Yep, Don, it's nice to see you in person this time. A little bit of an upgrade here.
Yeah, it's a lot nicer in here than it is standing in my office.
So, Don, we obviously want to talk about Hazardous and the success that you guys have been seeing with it. So talk a little bit about the tour success that Hazardous has seen.
Yeah, Hazardous over the last year has blown up on tour. It's for the last several months been the number one wood shaft model, many weeks the number one driver shaft model. We just got the Daryl survey for this week's tour event, and year over year our numbers in both woods and drivers has doubled out on the tour. So we couldn't be more excited about it, and apparently the players couldn't be more excited about it either, judging by the numbers that are using it.
And the Hazardous platform seems like a very complete platform of shafts with the multiple colors, black, yellow, red, and now a new one. It's colored green with the T800. Can you talk about, I guess, the approach and the need for that many different shafts to cover a range of players?
Yeah, so the Hazardous platform started with kind of stability and really with the advancement of the game in the younger generations. We're kind of seeing on tour that shafts that used to be, you know, specifications would work for tour players weren't working anymore, and we were having to build 2X or Tour X versions of shafts. So what we did with Hazardous is we built a more stable, stiffer line of shafts because today's golfers are more athletic, and so those shafts could hold up to their swings and their tempos a little bit better. So we started with the Hazardous Black, which is a very stout midsection shaft, low launch, low spin. We followed that up shortly after with the Yellow, again a low launch, low spin shaft, but it's counterbalanced. We've seen a lot of players prefer counterbalanced shaft, put a bit of a little extra mass into the head, and usually you'll see a pickup in ball speed because their swing speed or the clubhead speed will remain constant, but that extra amount of mass in the clubhead will help the ball speed go up. After that, we brought out the Red just because the Black and the Yellow were too much, even for some tour players. Some guys who needed a little more launch and spin, and now we brought out the two shafts that have the green outline on the Hazardous, the T1100 and the T800, which have just come out to tour within the last probably 2 months.
And what has been the reception on the T800?
Yeah, the reception on the new ones has been great. The two different models, the T1100 is a very, very low launch, very low spin shaft. The T800, again, is more for guys that need a little bit more launch and spin. It's not a high launch shaft by any means. It's really more of a mid-launch, mid-spin shaft. It's also a counterbalance shaft, so with that T800 shaft, you're going to get the benefit of a little bit of extra mass in the head, a little bit more ball speed.
AJ, you know that I myself am a big fan of counterbalance shafts. Do you know why?
Well, I was going to actually ask,
yeah,
why do you play a counterbalance shaft?
Yeah, no, so the reason for me specifically is, as all of our listeners know, I love MOI.
Yes.
I love high launch, and I personally need a little more spin. Mm-hmm. So for me, having the counterbalance shaft allows me to add a little more weight to the back of the club to bring the CG back a little bit further, get a little more, I feel like I get a little more stability, a little more spin, and a little higher launch.
So for golfers looking for those things, you would recommend checking out a counterbalance shaft? So in this case,
if you want to add more weight to the head, whether you want to add it low forward or back or to the heel to add draw bys,
yeah,
the counterbalance shaft gives you the flexibility to do that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could get a too heavy of a swing weight, especially if you play it at a longer length.
Yeah. And now, Don, we've seen Callaway staffers, a ton of Callaway staffers using Hazardous shafts, ranging from Harris English, Phil Mickelson, obviously. We have Wes Bryan had one in the bag. So we're seeing the trend on tour, but what about with consumers, average golfers? Has it been as successful with consumers, and what color shaft have they been kind of flocking toward?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was some kind of award at the end of the year for the hottest golf shaft of the year, Hazardous would be the shoe-in favorite to win that one. From a custom standpoint, we are number one at OEM, at aftermarket, pretty much everywhere this year with the Hazardous. Mm-hmm. With the original Black and the Yellow, we had very good adoption, but there's been a lot of excitement around the Red, the mid-spin shaft, because, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of amateur golfers need a little bit more spin. They don't need the super launch low spin. Expect to see the same thing with the T800 shaft. It's going to fit a lot of golfers that need a little bit of help with the spin. And, you know, with all the technology and your guys' new driver, you have guys that, hey, if you have a low spin and head and a low spin shaft, you might need more. You guys have adjustability. We've got the mid-spin shaft. It's going to allow guys to really dial in their ball flights.
AJ, I have an idea. This T800 sounds like a pretty darn good shaft. What if we made it the stock option on the Epic driver?
I was really hoping that you were going to get to that, Nate, because Don, as he alluded to, it is the stock shaft in our new Epic driver. And obviously with the color themes, Nate, of the Hazardous T800 with the little green outline and obviously the green on the Epic, it's a pretty amazing combination.
It wasn't just the cosmetics, though.
Right.
That's why it was selected.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit more about the T800 that comes stock in the Epic driver.
Yeah, so the reason the shaft is called T800 is because it uses a fiber from Toray called T800, which is the same material they use, carbon material they use in the Boeing 787. So it's a very strong material. Most graphite fibers have a strength between 300 and 700 KSI. T800, because it's T800, has a tensile strength of 800 KSI. What that means, you know, in average terms, it's very strong. And since it's so strong, we can make the shaft thinner walled. That's how we can make it stable through the midsection still, but also counterbalanced. to, you know, put all that great technology into the new Epic head.
And that sounds like a very similar story with the triaxial carbon in the Epic head.
Right.
They must be made for each other.
That's right.
Yep. All about using that carbon material to position the weight where you guys want it positioned.
Exactly. So let's talk about, so on the Epic driver, the stock option is 50 grams. That comes in the driver. I understand we still also have a 60-gram shaft for the fairway, but let's talk a little bit about the player type that would benefit from either the 50-gram or the 60-gram, and is there any flexibility to swap them, whether you need a lighter shaft in your fairway or a heavier shaft in the driver?
Yeah, one thing we've done this year, instead of creating a driver shaft and a fairway shaft, is we've just made two what we would call driver shafts, a 55-gram and a 65-gram, that are both 46-inch raw shafts. That way your consumer can decide what weight they want in their fairway or in their driver shaft, and then still have the extra length left if they want to go over length. So if somebody, you know, in past drivers, if someone wanted to use the heavier shaft, they kind of maxed out at 45 1/4, 45 1/2 length. Now through the custom program, if they want to go to the heavier shaft but build it to 46 inches or even a little bit longer than 46, they have that option.
We're looking for distance here, Nate. And sure. 46 inches will certainly give players pretty powerful distance option.
Yeah, and with the counterbalance feature, you can still get a reasonable swing weight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's compared to the T800 compared to a hazardous black is about 3 swing weight points lighter, which is either a half inch over length build or an extra 6 grams of weight in the head.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, so it seems like it's a pretty strong option for players or for golfers who want to get their shaft custom fit. I mean, they're able to dial in the length, they're able to dial in the weight. So it seems pretty ideal for fitting for players with the new Epic driver.
Yeah, it should be a great option. And, you know, like you guys mentioned, you know, you want to put a little bit of extra weight in the heel, or if you want to, you know, put a little bit of extra weight in the back of the head, a lot of options with counterbalancing. I use a counterbalance shaft currently in my GBB, which I've gone animal style. I've got two weights in the sliding area just because I need help not hitting it right and getting it higher in the air. So
Don, I think a question that a lot of listeners might have that we should kind of clear up for them is, say golfer A has a hazardous black on their driver, on their Callaway driver already. He likes the T800. What is the difference? What's like the major difference between the T800 and then the other options, the other hazardous options?
Yeah, so the T800 is going to be similar in terms of launch and spin to our hazardous red shaft. It is lighter. It's 55 grams as opposed to the lightest we have in the red is the 65 grams. It is a mid-launch, mid-spin shaft. So if you know you have someone that's coming from a stiffer shaft like the black, you probably actually maybe want to jump up a flex if you want to maintain that same level of spin. Or you'd go with the T800 and you would move the weight configurations to lower the spin within the head configuration.
Gotcha.
Now, one of the important things, differentiators in shafts, is the way it helps the club feel. What is something notable about this T800 shaft in terms of feel compared to the rest of the hazardous lineup?
Yeah, well, all the hazardous lineup, the black and the red and the T800, all feature a very wide midsection. What that does is it allows the shaft to feel very stable in the downswing. The hazardous yellow is more of a straight taper through the middle. That works for people with very, very smooth tempos, but it can feel, for players with aggressive tempos, it can start to feel a little bit whippy, even though it's a very stiff shaft.
Mm-hmm.
So this wide body midsection, which is something pretty unique to shafts that we make, really helps with stability in the downswing.
Awesome. And just remember out there, if you go to the Callaway community, callawaygolf.com/community, we'll have an entire thread dedicated to this new line of shaft. So if you have any questions at all, whether you're unsure about what weight you should get or what length you should get, we'll be able to answer all your questions and help you out for sure. And hopefully we get Don on there to answer some of your questions too. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to sign up. I love being on the internet, so that sounds like a good job for me.
Yeah, you're an internet guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Nate, anything else, man?
Don, thanks so much for being here. It's much better talking to you in person, I think.
Yeah, this is a lot better than talking over the phone.
And Don, how could people hit you up on social if they have any questions for you?
Yeah, just go ahead and I'm on our Twitter a lot. Our social media manager, if I'm not on there, she'll forward me your question. So at Project X Golf,
Sydney's right here. Yep, as a matter of fact,
hey,
I'm actually waving her right now.
She's the supervisor. I'm not allowed to go out without her there to make sure I don't say anything stupid.
Nice. So well, she kills it on social. So You guys shouldn't have a problem there. Yeah, Don, thanks again for joining us, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road with some new Project X, some good chefs you guys are putting out right now. So continued success with you guys.
Yeah, same to you. Really excited for the driver launch and can't wait for the success we're going to have together.
All right, sounds good. Until next episode, Nate, any further words for our listeners?
One thing I want to remind our listeners is that weight of shaft is so paramountly important. So make sure you go get fit and figure out what is the right weight, whether it's the 55 or the 65 or a different weight, because that is really what gets you the control and the accuracy and the speed that you need to be successful with this driver and the shaft.
Love it, love it. How could people hit you up on social, Nate?
You can find me at NadelmanCG, NadelmanCG on Twitter, or always on the Callaway community.
You're always on the community.
Always.
I love it. I am AJ Vopel, VOELPELCG on Twitter, so hit me up too. And check out our amazing, epic microsite. Go to our CallawayGolf.com. It's literally going to be front and center.
It will hit you in the face.
It will. There's photo, video. There's infographics on there. There's 3D models.
Podcasts.
There is everything that you could ever want to know about Epic and the T800 shafts that come stock in it. So check that out, and we will see you in a couple weeks on The Fitting Room.